a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Sitting in today for Jeff Kaplan. Looks like the rain has stopped. 48 degrees downtown. KSL's top story this hour. The number of applications for concealed carry permits dropped this year. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt explains.
Fewer Utahns applying for concealed firearm permits between June and August of this year.
Dropped or decreased by 51.5%.
Bureau of Criminal Identification Director Captain Greg Wilmore says that makes sense after the state passed what's called a constitutional carry law earlier this year that allows a non-prohibited person over the age of 21 to carry a fully loaded firearm without a permit. Interestingly, out-of-state applications are up through that same period.
Out-of-state's increased by 71.6%.
Wilmore says Utah's concealed carry permit is one of the more popular in the country because it's valid in more than 30 other states. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. A new report from the FBI finds last year was dangerous for police officers working on the force. ABC's Andy Field has details.
More than 60,000 police officers reported being assaulted last year. That's 4,000 more attacks than the year before. Those assaults injured nearly one out of every three officers attacked. Most were punched and kicked, but nearly 4,000 were hurt by guns and knives. Nearly one quarter of all the assaults happened when officers were called to break up a bar or family fight.
It's a trend that we are seeing in Utah as well. The Salt Lake City Police Department reported a 9% increase in violent crime in 2020. Salt Lake Police also reported an increase in people leaving the department last summer after protests in downtown. The Supreme Court sided with police this afternoon in two different cases about excessive force. The ruling overturned two lower court rulings from cases in Oklahoma and California and instead upheld a legal doctrine known as qualified immunity. That's been used to shield officers from lawsuits alleging excessive force. We've been hearing about the great resignation across the country and that people are leaving their jobs by the millions. But where are the workers going? KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Economists say boomers are leaving the job market and teens are not entering like they used to. But the people who are quitting are just finding better opportunities with more flexible schedules. Department of Workforce Services senior economist Michael Johnfro says it's easier to jump from one job to another.
You're not going to necessarily have skill or education barriers between them.
He says the salary for low-paying jobs is catching up to the average-paying jobs. But still, even if every unemployed person in Utah got a job today, we'd still have a big labor shortage.
Last time I looked at the numbers, it was something like we'd be shy still, like over 150,000 jobs that wouldn't be filled.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
China is reportedly testing a new space tool that took U.S. intelligence by surprise, a hypersonic missile with nuclear capabilities. ABC News contributor Steve Ganyard has details.
What the Chinese did is they launched it on a missile and orbited the Earth at least once, and then this missile released this hypersonic weapon, which can be nuclear capable, and struck very close to a target in China because they were testing this capability. The U.S. has no capability to either detect this missile or knock it down.
The launches reportedly took place on July 19th and August 24th. Russia says it will suspend its involvement in NATO. Moscow says it's their response to the alliance's expulsion of 8 undeclared Russian intelligence officers earlier this month. The latest escalation means there will no longer be any high-level military-to-military communication between the two sides. There's not been a lot of cooperation between the two since Russia annexed Crimea in 2014.
Wild weather.
Gusty winds, rain, and snow moved in with this storm. National Weather Service is warning people to avoid traveling in the mountains tonight.
In the mountains of northern Utah are going to see significant snow, and avoid traveling there if possible. And could be some some good rain totals for the Wasatch Front.
Meteorologist Monica Traphagen says the wind should give way to just rain in the valleys by later this evening. UDOT is addressing some changes at a Tooele intersection that came without any warning. There are two left turn lanes at the intersection of eastbound 1280 North and Tooele's Main Street. Now, UDOT wanted to take that down to one left turn lane and add a center lane, too, and they're taking responsibility for the mishap.
If it's a UDOT intersection or a UDOT road, it would be UDOT that's responsible for those notifications, putting up the signs, letting people know what's happening out there.
UDOT spokesman John Gleason says the city was notified that the change would take place, but that was a year ago. Heads up, if you drive southbound I-15 from 56 South in Roy to 650 North in Clearfield, there is going to be a new traffic pattern starting tonight. The southbound split will be moved to make room for bridge work and median widening. That means there will be three southbound lanes. Now, expect the lane reductions starting tonight from 8 o'clock until tomorrow morning at 5 while crews remove the lane split. The Utah Jazz expect a sellout crowd for the home opener on Wednesday, and the NBA is taking steps to prevent fans from misbehaving this season. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards explains.
Inside. Nicely done.
The NBA says they're partnering with the National District Attorneys Association in case they need a prosecutor if a fan gets out of hand. Last year saw some fans throwing items at players. They say this is not about passionate fans rooting for their teams. It's about crossing a line into a criminal offense. The Utah Jazz say they will have messaging about fan behavior in the arena as well as a text line like they did last season.
This Wednesday's game will feature a block party at Vivint Arena, and you can hear the game live here 7 o'clock on KSL News Radio. Ricky Meese, are you seeing the rain let up a little bit?
In some places, yes, and then it starts in other places. And even where it's not raining, there's still a lot of water left on the road. That rooster's tail, the spray that comes up off the back of cars, I'm seeing that on I-215 South Belt. We have the cleanup that continues of the crash in Taylorsville eastbound, 4700 South as you're approaching Redwood by the KFC. And a new accident called out at South Salt Lake's Main Street and 3300 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Okay, one thing I know for sure, that rooster's tail is no fun when it hits your windshield.
It is not.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.